Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we marvel at the philosophical abstractions and natural imagery depicted in Sangam literary work Natrinai 116, written by Kandarathanar. Set in the Kurunji landscape of mountain country, the poem speaks in the voice of the lady to the confidant, expressing dejection about her deserted situation. தீமை கண்டோர் திரத்தும் பெரியோர் தாம் அறிந்து உணர்க என்பமாதோ வழுவ பிண்டம் நாப்பன் ஏமுற்று இருவெதிர் ஈன்ற வேல்தளை கொழுமுளை சூழ்முதிர் மடப்பிடி நாள்மேயல் ஆறும் மலைக்கழு நாடன் கேண்மை பழவின் மாச்சினை துறந்த கோள்முதிர் பெரும்பழம் விடர் அலை வீழ்ந்து உக்கா அங்கு தொடர்பு அறச்சேனும் சென்று உக்கன்றே அறியாது ஏக்கல் அடுக்கத்து இருள்முகை இருந்த குறிஞ்சினல் ஊர் பெண்டிர் இன்னும் ஓவார் எந்திரத்து அலரே. The poem opens with a pithy saying whose word spacing and style reminds one of Thirukkural, the later era well-known Tamil couplets on justice, wealth and love. From abstract philosophy, the poem moves into the realm of the real with the word pindam meaning fetus. A related word sool meaning conceived adds to the hint about a life in the offing. Like two complementing drum beats, the rhythmic phrases soolmudir madappidi and kolmudir perumpalam, talking about a pregnant elephant and a ripe jackfruit, proclaim the essence of the poem. A meta-level satisfaction to see the word Kurunji in this poem from the Kurunji land or mountain country. Now, let's take a trek into this wild land. After being in a love relationship with the lady for a while, the man stays away for some reason. The confidant tries to console the lady, saying that the man will return. However, the lady does not accept the confidant's consolation and says to her, tempted by desire in the middle of the forest, the pregnant elephant devours the spear-headed fleshy bamboo shoots all day and lets its fetus fall. The Lord comes from such a fertile mountain country. My relationship with Him is like a well-ripened huge jackfruit that snaps from the branch of the tree and falls into the crack of the mountain of no use to anyone. Even though my relationship with Him has ended days ago, not knowing that the good Kurunji women who live in the darkness-filled regions of that arrogant mountain range do not cease to spread slander about me. Their action is contrary to the maxim, great minds will pause to reflect and understand even when seeing wrongdoing right before their eyes. With these words, the lady verbalizes the deep pain in her caused by the absence of the man and the rumors in the town. Like those great minds mentioned in the maxim, let's reflect and understand deeply the nuances in this mountain story. The Lord's fertile mountain country beckons us. Here, we see a pregnant elephant in the middle of the forest. It's seduced by the fleshy bamboo shoots, which is said to have a spear-like head. Must be a favorite food of this elephant, for we see it gobbling the shoots without any restraint. This causes the poor elephant to suffer a miscarriage. These lines tell us that ancient Tamils had a belief that eating bamboo shoots causes abortion. Even today, this same belief is held by tribes who live not in South India but in Northeast India. This cultural belief from the past, echoed in a different region of the country in the present, shows that no matter how farther apart we have been thrown by time, we will find bonds that tie not just people of a country but people of the world entire if we care to explore. Returning to the poem's present, we understand that the lady mentions the suffering elephant as a metaphor for how she has been reckless in pursuing this relationship with a man and how she now suffers for it with her reputation destroyed. The lady then likens her relationship with the man to a ripe jackfruit that has broken from the branch and fallen not on the ground below, but into a crack of the mountain, yielding no use to anyone. She says that even though that relationship has fallen away, the village women continue to spread slander about her. She wonders how they can act contrary to what seems to be a well-known saying to them about analyzing things deeply and not passing instantaneous judgments. Excited to see a couplet mentioning such philosophical words, I explored to see if the same words were to be found in Thirukkural. Though not the same words, I found conceptually similar couplets. The presence of this couplet and the casual way it has been employed by the poet makes me wonder if there was an ancient book of behavior predating the Thirukkural that was studied by the scholars and poets of the Sangam times. The evidence, in this poem at least, seems to point in that direction. Instead of a primitive approach of doling out punishment at the moment of wrongdoing, this saying advocates a calm and measured response. It seems to say, just because you see it before your eyes does not mean it's true. No better advice can there be in these times of fake news and post-truth. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.